Chapter 6. Who stole the camcorder? The thief pushed Stephen to the ground. Stephen heard someone running away, but he did not see the thief. He got up and shouted, "Stop, thief!" But the thief had disappeared. "Someone stole Robert's camcorder," Stephen thought. "He'll be so upset." Stephen ran round the amusement park. He looked for the thief with the camcorder. He felt like crying. A few minutes later, the man in the black jacket went back to the big wheel. He did not have the camcorder with him. He pressed a button and the big wheel started turning again. Everyone was pleased to get off the ride safely. Stephen quickly found Robert and Sarah and told them what had happened. Robert was upset about his camcorder, but he was more worried about Stephen. "Are you okay?" he asked. Stephen nodded. Robert called the police on his mobile phone. Stephen told them about the robbery. At home, they watched the evening news. There was a report about the emergency at the amusement park.
"Look!" Sarah shouted suddenly. She pointed at the TV screen. "It's him!"
"Who?" said Stephen.
"The man in the black jacket," she replied. "The man who nearly ran Robert down in the car. The man who helped the pickpocket. He was there, in the amusement park."
"Are you sure?" Mum asked. "Lots of people wear black jackets."
"Not with a tiger on," said Sarah.
Robert phoned the police again. The police returned to the amusement park. They questioned the man in the black jacket. They searched his car. They found the camcorder in the back of the car. They found a lot of other stolen things too. The police arrested the man and gave the camcorder back to Robert. Everyone was very happy.